Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything. Who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Come on. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God. Come and move, God. Come and move among us.
hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And has a
answers far and wide, but I know can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, 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 you're good, good Father.
We wait. You were mine. praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. We are everything we are because you love us. Because you love us, Abba Father. You created us. And you love us, our Lord Jesus, our bridegroom. And you love us, Holy Spirit, our counselor and God. We are everything because of you. We are nothing without you. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you. We worship you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and the Holy Spirit our guide. We love you. Thank you for this day. Another day to fellowship. Another day for our souls to be saved. Thank you for this day. We know that you're coming any second to get us, my sweet Lord Jesus, to bring us home in your love, sure, your first call. Bring us home to you, Lord Jesus, to marry you, become one with you. We are your love, sure brides, and we know you're going to call our names. We can come home to you any second in a blink. We can hardly wait. We are patiently, trying to be patiently waiting for you. We just long for you. We want to be with you, Abba Father, Holy Spirit in heaven, for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're having an amazing day. Praise you, Jesus, and I thank you for this rapture-centric church, these wonderful, amazing people from this family, these wonderful brides and watchers you've put into my life and all of our lives. They are definitely a cheerful, bright spot on this corrupt earth. So thank you for them. We thank you for each other. We love each other. We can hardly wait to be with you and with each other in heaven. So I lift up my rapture-centric church, including myself and our families, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for surrounding us with your love, filling us with your love and with your peace, with your endurance and with your strength. Thank you for surrounding us with your patience and your joy and your happiness. Thank you for showing us favor and blessings in every area of our lives. Thank you for healing everyone that needs to be healed, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically. Thank you for just letting us, your presence be known in our lives. We know you're there, always watching over us and protecting us and guiding us. And thank you for doing so. Thank you for supplying all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. According to Philippians 4:19, thank you for healing us from the top of our heads to our toes, from the tops of our heads to our toes, for by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed, Isaiah 51. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, my Abba, our Abba. Thank you, Holy Spirit, our counselor, our guide, and thank you for continuing to counsel and guide us. Thank you for living inside us and loving us and being our friend and keeping us on the lighted path of righteousness and helping to know the will of God for our lives, so we can do his will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. May Abba praise you, Holy Spirit. Love you and thank you, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. So let's do our Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the spirit on all kinds of occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Ephesians 6:13-18, and of course, Psalm 91, don't leave home without it. Here we go. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you will find refuge. His face will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you, for you only observe with your eyes, see the punishment of the wicked. If they make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for you command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble. Deliver and honor him with long life, while I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 91, Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, come before the Lord with joyful songs. The Lord is God, it is he who made us, and we are his, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever, his faithfulness continues through all generations. Excuse me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Bar Yahshua HaMashiach. Psalm 45, this reminds me of my Lord Jesus. My heart is stirred by a noble theme. As I recite my verses for the King, my tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace. Since God has blessed you forever, gird your sword upon your side, Almighty One. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously. In behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness, let your right hand display awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia, from palaces adorned with ivory. The music of strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre will come as a gift. Men of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you. They are led with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore the nations will praise you forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen. Amen and amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Holy Spirit. You're glorious. You're amazing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise you. Hallelujah for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was Revelation 6:19-9. All right, welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Hi, Michelle, welcome to chat. And Carol was in chat. Welcome, Carol, to chat. But us, actually, Carol is in the online, too, because she was having chat issues. Hi, Carol. Welcome, Carol. Love you. Love you, Michelle.
Hey. Hi, Tana. Hi, Michelle. Hello, guest. And whoever.
And here's Mama Pat.
Else.
Love you, Mama Pat. Welcome,
hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Mama Pat.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
I was going to send out a hello, you. Hello, everybody, email. Hold on. I don't know why I'm just having so many issues tonight with I'm just going to sign out because this is just ridiculous.
What's the matter?
With Blog Talk, I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's my tutor, but it keeps throwing me out, and then it takes forever for me to be able to type anything in, and then I have all these commercials, so forget that. I've missed everybody. You know, we haven't chatted in a long, long time.
No, I know. Family.
Yep.
Still kicking.
I wanted to finish. I was sharing some insights that I came into, and I thought I would share it. But I was writing it, so I know Michelle was reading some of it, and anyway, since we're on the air and it's going to go into archives, I thought I'd go ahead and share what I discovered. Now,
okay.
Honestly, I don't know, if this is really like earth shattering and something the Holy Spirit truly, truly gave me. But it is, I have some biblical, what's the word I'm looking for?
Insight?
And confirmation, okay? So, you know, we know we've been in the season what seems like forever. We're all waiting, and, you know, a lot of people are encouraged and a lot of people are discouraged because we've been waiting for so long. And I think this is the most difficult time
mm-hmm.
for the bride,
mm-hmm.
more than ever, because the lukewarm, those that are not watching, they're not bothered. You know, they believe the Lord will come in our lifetime or in 100 years. It doesn't matter to them. To us, it's like we have all the reason to believe he's coming for us now. We have every reason to believe that. So, you know, many of us have been watching for a very, very long time, just like the Lord commanded us to. So we all know, you know, every time we get into the feast of the Lord, whether it's spring or whether it's the autumn, there's a high alert time. And April was a super high alert time. I think March was too, but we're still here. Okay, so here's what I came across. I discovered something. I came across Matthew and Mark, the scriptures where it says, where the Lord Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he told them, guess what does? The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Well, when he was talking to them, the disciples did not know that the Gentiles were going to be grafted in. Jesus came with the gospel to the Jews first. But after Pentecost, they rejected him. Not his apostles or his disciples, but we know as time went on, more and more Jews, because of their religious nature, rejected Jesus, you know, and they didn't believe that he was the Messiah, you know, and whatsoever. But the Gentiles were hearing the gospel from the apostles and the disciples, and their hearts softened, and their hearts ran after the Lord Jesus. So they got saved. So the first were supposed to be the Jews to enter into the kingdom, and then the Gentiles. But because the Jews rejected the Lord in time, it was the coin flipped, and it is now the Gentile bride that goes, that is first in line to meet Jesus, you know, through the rapture, and then during the tribulation, Israel will be saved, and they will see and believe that truly Jesus was their Messiah all along, and their knees will bow and their tongues will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, let's bring it. Bring it up to speed. Israel became a nation again in 1948, as we all know. Then Jerusalem followed in 1967. Jerusalem was grafted in to Israel in 1967. She was always a part of Israel, but because of because of the wars and everything else, Jerusalem was still part of Jordan from 1948 to 1967. Okay, so in 1967, Israel had the 6-day war with her enemies, and Jerusalem once again became part of Israel. So that's what I mean by she was grafted in again to Israel. Now, there's an interesting correlation with Jerusalem, the earthly Jerusalem, and the Bride of Christ. Because in Revelation 21, John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, adorned as a bride for her husband, Jesus. And so, again, the bride of Christ is the Gentile bride who was originally last to be grafted in, but she meets the Lord first before Israel does. And just as Israel became a nation first, Jerusalem was last to be grafted in. So you see the correlation? Israel was first to be reborn as a nation, but she'll be last to be saved. Jerusalem was last to be grafted into Israel in 1967, but the holy city, New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ, is now first to meet Jesus in the air, okay, to be raptured, to be translated and raptured. All right, now, from 1967 to 2016 is exactly 49 years. Jesus told his disciples when they were asking him, when are all these things that you're talking about, when will all these things happen pertaining to his return? And he told them, watch the fig tree. When it blossoms, you know that summer is near, and that would be the generation he would return in. Summer is near. We're in May, all right? And it's been 49 years already. Now then, when we look at Song of Solomon, chapter 2, we know that there is, there's some indication that she's the bride, because she says here, he says, let me find it. Where it is? My beloved responded and said to me, verse 10, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along, for behold, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers have already appeared in the land. The time has arrived for pruning the vines, and the voice of the turtle dove has been heard in our land. The fig tree has ripened its figs, and the vines in blossom have given forth their fragrance. Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along. You know, or come up here. I was reading from the New American Standard, and let me see how it is. Arise, my love. I think that's what the King James says. Arise, my love. You know, summer, winter is past, and it's in the springtime that, you know, the flowers blossom and the birds start singing. The fig tree starts putting forth her green leaves and her figs. Everything starts blossoming. That's a picture of the bride as well. And so June 21st is when summer begins. And I believe, I get confused with all the calendars, the Creator's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, the sacred calendar, the civil calendar, the Gregorian calendar that we're in, all these. But I think the latest, the latest theory, if you want to call it that, is that Pentecost falls June 12th, June 11th and 12th. I think that's when the real Pentecost is supposed to fall. I think we're still in the season of Passover. I don't know. I thought Passover was in April, but now they're saying it's between May 5th and between May 5th and May 12th is, I don't know, the second Passover. But however way we look at it, it's been 49 years. That's the generation for the bride. And that's why I was telling, I was writing in chat, yes, you know, we welcome the Lord to come now. We live now. We've been and we're right in that, you know, right in that time frame. But he could, you know, if we have to wait, I really don't think we're going to go beyond, June 21st. That's when summer begins. And we're coming towards at the end of June. But I do think that's the very latest. And I also believe that we're going to have more of a inner transformation that's going to transform more of our soul, and it's going to be very powerful. We're going to sense that powerful transformation of our glory, of our soul being totally glorified, as well as our bodies. Because the other thing I saw, and I think a few people, I'm always one of the last to get a lot of insight, but I always consider 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, and we know what it says. It says the Lord is going to descend with a shout, with a voice of the archangel and the trump. You know, just keep that in mind, the trump of God. And then the dead in Christ will rise first, it says. And here's where I had missed something. We who are alive and, you know, ding, 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 and remain. We who are alive and remain, then shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. but we're not, it, you know, I really saw something there. We really are not. And, you know, just humor me if you all already knew this and realized this. But, you know, I'm a little bit hard. I'm hard-headed at times. And anyways, the Holy Spirit really opened my eyes to see and remain. So it does not appear, based on that scripture, it does not appear we are going to be translated right away. And thus, you know, we've all talked about being the comeback kids and or maybe remaining for a short time before we, you know, before we're translated. You know, different people have had different types of fellowship on this matter. But it does appear to me that, you know, the dead in Christ will rise first, and maybe they're already rising up and we don't know it. I mean, think about all the earthquakes that we had in April. There were 6 earthquakes in April that were above 7.0. And there's all kinds of talk right now about, you know, California is ready to rock and roll, you know, with a big one. Yellowstone is supposed to, is also getting ready to erupt. That city in Canada that is going through that horrible drought and fire, over 800,000 people had to be deserted from that city. You know, thank God nobody's been hurt, but the whole town is falling apart because of the fires. I mean, this is not something normal, in my opinion. You know, so it does. We are getting the signs. Then we have, you know, and a lot of people are talking about, you know, about Donald Trump, right? And now he's supposedly he is going to be the nominee for the Republican presidential race. Well, you know, he looks like he's the one who's going to head up, you know, the Republican Party to compete against Hillary, most likely. But everything is so crazy. Who knows? However, you know, and I knew this from several months ago as he started, you know, raking in the momentum. I thought about his last name. And to me, I just look at it like this. I don't know that there's any, a lot of people are talking about prophecy, that there's, you know, there's a prophecy on Donald Trump and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. All I know is that his last name is Trump. And I don't think that's an accident. And 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says the Lord is going to come with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. So, for all we know, Donald Trump is sounding the earthly trump, but we're on the alert to hear the heavenly trump. And I don't think it's an accident that his last name is Trump, because there's a lot of lukewarm believers who know that scripture but are not looking for Jesus. They're not looking for Jesus to come anytime soon. However, maybe, just maybe, God is using his name, if anything else, if nothing more, his name for people, for the church, the lukewarm, the dead church, to pay attention. Because Donald Trump is sounding the earthly trump that, you know, this country is in chaos and something needs to be changed. And nothing in the past has changed it. Even if, you know, and again, it doesn't matter to me. The politics of our country don't interest me. But you know, if we're gonna look at the politics, you know, if whether it would be a Democrat or a Republican, other than Trump being in office, it's gonna be this, you know, life as usual. Nothing's going to change. I don't even know if anything's gonna change with him. If he even makes it to become president, I mean, all of us have known for a long time that there's not going to be another election. But God could change that. I don't know. All I know is I don't care what how the world sees things. All I know is we really are on the last leg, and we should be very encouraged. And I gave you my garage work, and you can take it for what it's worth. I don't know if everybody understood what I explained.
No, understood.
Oh, good.
Sure.
And I hope it makes sense, and I hope everybody's excited, because for me, you know, when we have biblical proof and confirmation, and you know, I'm a Bible thumper. I can't help it. That's who I am, and that just means so much to me, because it is the Holy Spirit Himself who opens my eyes to understand, and then
sure.
I just pass it along.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Carol, click your red stilettos 3 times, and we will go up to a cloud, and we will vote from a cloud. We'll vote from a cloud, okay? Hey,
amen.
You know what, though?
Amen.
You know what?
Yes.
Hey, guys, you know what? You got to watch Mitt Romney, because he might be waiting at the last minute. There ain't nobody else but Trump, and he hates Trump, and he's going to come in maybe like a roaring lion and say, hey, here I am. I'm going to deliver you from the other. But maybe not. I could be totally wrong. But, you know, people are watching him. So this is going to get very interesting.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
yeah.
From an earthly perspective,
yeah.
For all we know, Hillary could be kicked out because of
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't know. God is in charge.
We don't know.
And again, you know, I don't care what happens in this earthly realm.
Exactly.
In this earthly world. You know,
right.
All I know is the Lord showed me something in 1 Thessalonians, and I told you guys, we who are alive and remain. Well, I can assure you, we're not going to remain in this earthly body. If we're going to be, you know, helping the left behind us, and getting the other saints ready, we're going to have our spiritual glorified souls and bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to really wake up the church.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Right.
It's all there. We're just waiting for it to happen. He told us what to look for. He told us what was going to happen. Gave us timelines,
yep.
Everything. It's right at the door. If not, you know, we're behind the door, and he doesn't know it. I'm kidding. Ah, Jesus, I'm just having fun with you. Why are we here?
Well,
only God
really
knows.
I got really mad at him yesterday morning, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or this morning, I don't remember which morning I got mad. Because there is just so much evil and wickedness in the world. And I really get disturbed when I hear children and babies.
I know, especially children.
And babies be abused. Women, men, and animals be abused. You know, it just really angers me. And I told the Lord, how long are you going to sit there and watch? And just sit there and watch and say, and watch all this wickedness and evil.
I know.
Carol,
we've all been there.
You know, it's just like, when are you going to put your foot down? because you're the king of kings. You're the only one who can.
You're not alone, honey. You know who yells at him the loudest? Jerry. He's going to yell for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. We don't know. We don't have the answer. But like Judy says, I always remember that. When we get up there, in a twinkling of an eye or a flash, we'll understand why he did it the way he did it. And we'll say,
exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's very frustrating to see people suffering, especially the young ones. And you wonder, like, you have to, God, where are you? You're watching all this. You knew it would be this way. You know, why are we still here? You know, and I would look at myself and say, if I was a loving father, man, I'll get my kids out of that cesspool fast. But, you know, we're not God. We don't, His ways are not our ways, and our ways are not His. And we try to rationalize everything, and we do it very well. I mean, we use great common sense and a proper common sense, and we still can't understand why God the Father is like, you know, hadn't given the sign yet to His Father. Go get him. But we will understand when it happens.
We will.
Yeah, we will, honey. We will. But it's hard. It's hard. It's our human nature. It's hard. He understands that. He has great patience and mercy with us with that. He understands. It's a sign that we love and we want to be with Him. We want to see the evil end. We want to see people happy. We want to see some sanity return to life because we're so capable of doing things right. We're so capable of loving. We're so capable of giving. We're so capable of being God-like in all His attributes and virtues, and you don't want to see this world go on with all the sickness and evil anymore, especially innocent people being hurt by it. And it's like, Father God, like, hey, like, hey, where is your, you know, humans are so capable of loving because we're made in God's likeness and image, and we want to see what a gorgeous earth, what a beautiful creation. I want to see it put back to its pristine beauty and have all, like that Bible verse says, you would know which one it is, meditate on what is beautiful and lovely and pure and good. That's how we're supposed to live life on earth. And we're not seeing it, and it's killing us. It's killing us because we know it can be that way, and it ain't that way. So when, dear God, is it going to be that way? That's what we're waiting
for. Hi, Ben. Welcome to chat, Ben. We love you.
Hi, Ben.
Michelle, and to answer your question, Ben, it usually starts, it's 5 p.m. Pacific time, so that means I think it's 7 p.m. your time, 8 p.m. Does it start for 8 at you, Mama Pat?
It's 9:22 here.
Yeah, and it's 8:22
so what time,
in Central.
Yeah, 9:22 here.
Is it 7
Central
for you,
time
Carol?
It begins at 7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
it's 7 for you, I think, then.
Mm-hmm.
So
is he in the chat room?
He's in Louisiana.
He's a little.
He's central. He's central.
Is that 2 hours
but
earlier?
I'm saying, is he in the chat room right now?
Yes, he's in the chat room right now.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Call in. Talk to us.
Hi. He says, hey, and he says to you, amen, Pat, but sometimes I don't think that about the innocent people. Sometimes I just stay angry at the injustice.
Everywhere.
To everybody, yes, but especially children. It kills me if the children are suffering. It's like, like, when does that end? That's just like over the top, you know, like they didn't ask for this. They didn't want to be born to this, but you know, God leaves us free. We're the ones who have screwed up, not God. He leaves us free, and we're the result of the what happens when we make bad choices. This is the result of it. You can't blame anybody but ourselves. You can't. You can't blame God because He leaves us free. He's a gentleman. He leaves us free to choose. And if you choose wrong, hey, well, you know, that's what you're going to get. You make your bed, you lie in it. Hey, you know, you reap what you sow. You know, and we have to deal with all the ones who are reaping and sowing really bad, and we got to go and try to pull up the weeds for them and try to get them on the right track. And you know, it's an ongoing thing of evangelizing, really, and telling people the truth, whether they listen or not. You plant seeds, you know, and if they spit in your face, one day they're going to remember what you said, and it might save them. It just might save them. and say, yeah, what that Carol said or that Thomas said or that Mama Pat said or Ben said or Judy or Jerry or anybody, Michelle, you know, it's sinking in now. I think I remember, I know what they said, and wow, now it's making sense. I'm going to draw from that seed that they planted in me. I'm going to make that grow right now. And God will see that. God is terribly merciful, you know. But we plant the seeds. You plant the seeds. Doesn't make sense to them right away, but one day it will. One day, you can't talk about God to someone and not have something happen down the road somewhere. You know, our souls are very sensitive. God is the soul of our soul. So whatever you plant of him in the side of a person, even if they seem black as dirt, you know, black as night, that's got to bloom somewhere, you know, in a dream or a vision or a bad situation. They're going to remember, and God's going to make them remember. Remember what that one said to you? Yeah, now it makes sense. Yeah, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You think it's a dead end. You think, this is useless, you know, but it's not. You don't plant seeds in people, and God sees you doing it, and he sees the persecution and the rejection you're taking for him because you care enough about that soul, you know, and just keep planting seeds.
Just
keep planting.
That's exactly going to happen. They're going to remember the seeds. It makes me sad. I have a friend who's getting married this Saturday, and I overheard his conversation. He's not really religious or whatever, and he's made sure they took God out of all of the ceremony. I'm like, oh, that's so sad to me. I'm like, he's going to find out soon enough that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess.
Tana, and, just cover him with the blood of Christ.
No, he's my Facebook friend, so he's reading all the posts.
Yeah,
no,
just privately,
God,
privately
so
say, Jesus, I cover my friend with your precious blood and holy wounds, that will bear fruit one day for him. It might save his soul. Yeah. You can't plead the blood on someone and then think it's not going to do something. It is. You might not see it right away. It might be God's timing is perfect. It's when he decides to put that, whatever, that merit of what you did for that soul. You can't plead the blood of Christ over someone and think it's not going to do something. You said the prayer. You didn't have to say the prayer. You didn't have to pray for that person, but you did. And you said the most powerful thing you could. What is more powerful than the blood of Christ? Right, Carol? Right, Carol.
Right. You got
yes.
that right.
Okay. So,
in
my friend at the deli, I said, you can be an apostle. Everyone you say, God bless this one. I cover them with your precious blood that eventually they will be everything you want them to be. Hey, God heard your prayer. Maybe they didn't, but God heard it. God heard your prayer. You didn't have to say that prayer. You just could have said, oh, have a nice day. No, you prayed for that person. That does not go unheard or without consequence, okay? Maybe not right away. But at will, because you don't plead the blood of Christ over somebody and think that it's like, you know, telling them the sun is shining outside. Come on, guys, you know, really. What is more powerful than that? That's very serious. And when you pray out loud, it has more oomph as well. When you pray out loud, like you say the Psalms out loud, the praise ones to the Father, you can feel, you get tears, you can feel the atmosphere change. Because when you speak out loud, the enemy is really hearing you. And you're rebuking him. And even if it's a praise thing to God, he's got to run. So learn to praise God every day. Before you pray, praise, thank, and then petition. You know, okay, I'm off the soapbox. But it's powerful when you pray out loud.
We have 90 seconds till live time ends, everyone.
Okay.
So I'm just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I totally agree with all that. I totally
never give up. Never give up. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it ain't happening. It is happening.
All the words spoken. They'll remember all the words written to them or everything they read. You know, on, like if you have Facebook, I post like every.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Every day, and so they'll remember all that, and they'll have all that to read. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Coming soon when they're going to need it.
It's
we'll
definitely
see. Sooner than we think. You better believe it. And it's there. And because God loves it when you pray for somebody else. You didn't have to. We could just be la-di-dong with our own selves. But when you pray for someone else to him, that touches his heart very much. It's like praying for him, you know, because he's the soul of his soul. He's closer to you than your blood flow or your heartbeat or your breathing. He's closer to you. People don't realize that. He you can't get away from him. Maybe you don't realize he's there, but he's there. He's the soul of your soul. You're made in his likeness and image. You can't get away from that. but you can do something with it. Like say thank you or say Jesus come in my life, you know, and then you have peace. Even in the midst of trials, you can have peace because you know that he knows that he knows and you know that, and that's your peace, so he's going to take care of it. And I see that all the time now, all the time. And I'm very blessed that I can pray with my family. Like our dog was very sick, you know, and the three of us said, okay. I said, okay, listen up. I said, we're two or more gathered and agree with something, and we prayed for her. I had tears. I was crying. And the dog's fine. She's walking around. She's great, okay? So you got to believe.
Yeah.
Grab somebody's hand and pray with them. It's powerful. We're two or more gathered. I'm in your midst. He's right there. He's listening. He's listening anyway, but you know, we're two or more gathered. It's very powerful. You know?
Yep. Very true.
Yeah. So never be afraid to just say to someone, pray with me, because, oh, boy, it's powerful, guys. It's powerful. And pray out loud. Pray out loud, you know, when you're praying with somebody. Yeah. I see things taken care of all the time, because I will pray. My daughter and I will pray, and my other daughter and I will pray, and for anything. And I just trust God, you're going to take care of this, because I asked you in confidence to take care of it. And I trust you enough that you will take care of it. And it's like he's saying, like, I will. Yeah, we serve a good God. A good
love you, Ben. Bye.
Bye, Ben. Love you.
Bye, Ben.
Yeah, lifetime ended. So he
okay.
didn't hear us.
I'm glad he joined us. That's good. The come and
yeah,
go the come. That's
we're
good.
Still here.
That's
he's
good.
Said he's going to try to join once a week.
Great. That's better than nothing. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Gerald, I left all your stuff there for you. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to go soon. Yeah, go ahead. So, she's stronger.
Yeah,
she's doing better.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
I actually have to go see myself. I have to finish my laundry.
I gotta do laundry tomorrow. It never ends.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to the laundromat because I have one more part. I put my all but one part that they didn't send me. They sent me some random part as opposed to the part I ordered. So I'm just waiting for that one part. But I put all the other parts in that I got yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Jesus and I, so we just are waiting for that one part so I can do my laundry at home. So, I'm sorry, what were we saying about laundry, Carol?
Oh, my goodness. I had the freakiest experience, I think it was yesterday morning. It was either yesterday morning or Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday morning. I did a small load of wash. Right. Now, I have to give you a little bit of the details because it'll make sense why I freaked out and how God protected me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I use my washing machine as a hamper. So, you know, every night I throw in my socks and my undies, you know. And I just had a few things in the washer. Well, Tuesday morning I decided I was going to wash the sheets and the blanket from the guest bedroom, and I have a twin bed there, so it was easy for me to grab everything and I did and walked it over to the laundromat to the washing machine. Well, the last few days or the last week I should say, we've had rain off and on, and when it rains, water seeps into my back door, so I put a towel in the, you know, to stop the water from entering, and it just the towel soaks up the water. And so Tuesday I said, okay, I think all the rain has finally stopped, so I'm gonna throw it in the washer as well. So that's what I had: one sheet, one small blanket, and the towel and a couple of little things. So I turned, I went ahead and washed the clothes. When it was done, you know, I started taking the clothes out, the blanket first, went into the dryer, then the sheet, then the towel, And then I went in to grab the rest. Now, at this point, now I can see the tub of the washing machine. And in the tub of the washing machine was a live scorpion.
Oh! Oh, wow.
Oh.
And boy, did I freak. And I jumped up 10 feet off the floor. And, I really started praying, and I was on the verge of crying. I scared my poor dog. And, what am I going to do? Lord, help me. What do I do? Lord, Jesus, help me. What do I do? What do I do? Holy Spirit, what do I do? You know, so finally I calmed myself down, and with a stick, I took out the rest of the clothes and put it in the dryer. And now I'm freaking out because I don't know if there's another one in the dryer. I just freaked out. So what I finally did is I threw some bleach into the tub. You know, after there was nothing there but the scorpion, I threw some bleach in the tub, and then I turned on the washer again on rinse and added more bleach.
And now we know how to get rid of scorpions.
Yeah, and it killed it, all right. But then I was too scared to,
to look at it.
Yes, much less take it out, you know. So,
oh my goodness.
I went outside, and my neighbor was outside, and I told him, Raul.
Oh no!
I'm freaking out. I need your help. I need a macho man.
We need a husband, honey.
And so, you know, I told him what happened, and he came and he took it out, and I profusely apologized for being such a chicken, and he said, Carol, don't even worry about it. If this had been my wife, she would have already put out a for sale sign on the front lawn, and she would have She would have had us move, you know. And
just real quick, I live in Kerrville, Texas, and they'd be under the sheets. You had to be careful.
My neighbor came from El Paso, and he said they were always there, and he got stung twice.
Yes.
And
wow.
Then so then yesterday I'm talking to my brother who lives in he lives in Ohio, but he's in Iowa working right now. And I told him what happened, and he just said, uh-huh. And I said, James, is that all you can say? Uh-huh.
He's a guy.
And he said, well, yeah, you know, he said, the last time I was at your house, I walked into the bedroom, the spare bedroom, and there was a scorpion on the bed.
Oh.
And I just about freaked out again. And I said, and you didn't tell me? You didn't tell me? And he said, no. Well, it was there. You know, he got rid of it. He killed it, and that was that. You know?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord Jesus. You just help me, Lord. And so I bought some stuff, you know, some, I don't know how to pronounce it, deotenaceous earth. It's an organic product that it's a powder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and so I sprinkled it all around the house. You know,
we have centipedes.
And I also got moth bombs because they keep the snakes away, because we had snakes too. I'm like,
oh sure.
I live in a suburb. I live in a nice subdivision. You know, we're not supposed to have snakes. I've only seen garden snakes in
my harmless
backyard. Yes, but my next door neighbor killed a coral snake about a month ago.
Right.
Oh wow.
Right.
And
I had one run between my legs. Yeah, and I that was scary. Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popperheads. Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, you better hurry up and come, because I can't take this. I can't I just can't take this.
No snakes in Ireland and no snakes in heaven.
Yeah. I can't take this. I just can't take this. I just can't take this. But the Lord was with my next door neighbor real quick. I'll tell you why. Because he normally opens the garage door from the inside of his house and steps out. And that day he was gonna go outside through the garage as he normally does, but he told me, quote unquote, something told him to go through the front yard, through the front door.
Wow.
And
wow.
I said that wasn't a something, that was a someone, and that was the angel of the Lord, and that was the Holy Spirit and his angels guiding you through the front door, because when he went through the front door and went to the garage. There was a snake. It was like right at that end,
wow.
Right there. You know, and had he opened the garage, it would have scared that snake. And that's a poisonous snake. And it would have entered into. I know it would have gone into the garage because I've had a snake come into my garage too.
Oh sure.
You know, and he's got a lot of stuff. It would have just been not a good thing. So the Lord helped. The Lord was with him and God bless him, and he was with me too. So
okay,
so
honey,
anyway,
Tana,
okay.
You have to run, sweetie. So we'll close it up, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Yeah, you can go to your laundromat.
go do your laundry. We know how it is. Yeah.
Look inside the door when you open it. Make sure there's no critters.
I don't have that. And in the desert, they have all that stuff, but not. And in the mountains, but not in my city.
Okay. We have centipedes. Yeah, I hate them. Oh, they're scary. Hobbled legs.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Good night, guys. I love you all.
We love you.
Lord bless you all. Good night.
Oh, you too,
God
honey.
You in the air.
I bless everybody.
Bye. We love you, Jesus.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt, and you can hate, but I know, no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Jesus, we're coming home. God bless you all.